but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey.
I studied what I saw in the mirror. Some of our distributors who pray for me in this work have asked for my picture. I confess the sight would not be pleasing. The only good I can think it might do would be for one to react thus. If God can use such a common, ordinary man as David Brinkman, I'm encouraged to believe he might use me too. And this I have been telling you constantly. Surely you do not need a photo to believe it. I have been telling you that my God is not looking for some great genius to use as his servant, but just a near nothing. So it will be God's work and not man's achievement. Remember, he made man out of worthless dust or dirt, and he's been doing the same ever since. So never say, if I were some smart wonder, I would really make the gospel work move forward. My God cannot even use that kind. So in your conscious insufficiency, put yourself at the feet of Jesus for him to take you and by his Spirit use you to glorify him and be a blessing to many. My godly father knew many missionaries who had been used of God to open up great areas of heathenism for Christ. What impressed him was they were all common, humble men. Yesterday, I looked in the mirror and I stared at what I saw. I studied that face. It was so serious, really very solemn, and like it never smiled and didn't know how to laugh. It looked like one weighed with great burdens, responsibilities, and studying over big problems by day and by night. Then I saw a line in that face that told me that person had been frightened. What has done this? He didn't look like a man easily scared. At this point, please go with me to Patmos and let us find John the Apostle as he had been banished on that island for the testimony of Jesus Christ. Read Revelation chapter 1, 2, and 3. We had learned much of that apostle of love and how dear the Lord Jesus was to him, and so was his love for the Lord's people. So we thought we would see a lovely man with a face shining with love and tenderness. But when we saw John, we see an old man looking like a veteran of many wars. And one thing seems as an outstanding line on his face. We say, that man has had a great fright. So very apologetically, we ask him about it. He would say, that is true. And it was such a fright, I went into shock. It was not when that band of soldiers seized our Lord in Gethsemane. It was not when they crucified him and I had reason to wonder whether I would be the next one. Impatiently we asked, Brother John, did a band of soldiers come at you here at Patmos and you were frightened at thinking of the awful death before you? We are amazed at his answer. No, it was the Lord Jesus himself as he appeared before me when I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. He looked just as he will be when he comes to judge, and his judgment will start with his own people. I saw the terror of the Lord, as his eyes were as a flame of fire. A golden girdle forbid my leaning on his bosom as I used to do. And out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his voice had no softness, but was like roaring waves that silenced all other sounds. I knew it was the Lord Jesus, for he said, I am the first and the last, just as I introduced him in my gospel book. I was so terror-stricken, I went into shock and fell at his feet as dead. It is then no wonder that my face shows that line, for I have never gotten over that solemn revelation. As he lifted me up, I watched and listened as his redeemed people were brought before him, and he judged the good and the bad in them. I then learned what I will never forget. It is indeed a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God, and he is no respecter of persons. Now we will turn and take another look at that face in the mirror. I confess I have seen what John saw, as the Holy Spirit has taken me to see that judgment seat of Christ. I trembled in fear as I saw the terror of the Lord when judgment must begin at the house of God. I have never lost the effect of that experience, for it has caused the fear of the Lord to dominate my life and it will do that for every Christian. But that face of David Brinkman shows something besides fright. That man has seen something and heard something that makes his face look like a person who, when you talk to him, he's not hearing you, for his mind is afar off. This I confess as being true of me. Where have you been? What have you heard? Read Luke chapter 16, 19 to the end. The Holy Spirit has taken me to the gates of hellfire to see that awful furnace of fire and to hear such cries of distress. Have mercy on me. I'm tormented in this flame. Send someone with even a drop of water to cool my burning tongue. That sight I keep seeing and that wail of distress I keep hearing. Then the Holy Spirit carried me on to see the end of all this. Read Revelation 20, 10 to 15. Like John at Patmos, I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, whose presence made heaven and earth tremble, and at whose voice the sea, the earth, and the very atmosphere delivered up the dead bodies of the wicked held therein for centuries, as their souls came out of hell, to be faced with their wicked sins in words, deeds, and thoughts. Then, as salvation rejectors, their names were not in the book of life. They were consigned to the everlasting burnings, the lake of fire, to suffer everlasting punishment. From that day of that revelation to me, my ministry has changed. For I think of every man as he really is in the light of eternity, that great forever. And then the Holy Spirit took me to a broad road. It was crowded with people, dancing and drinking in glee, as doped by the devil and blindfolded by Satan, the god of this world. But I saw what they did not see. They were about to go over a great cliff, not into a pond below, but into hellfire itself. I was stricken with horror as I saw them fall into that fire, and I asked the Holy Spirit to let me go and warn them, and he said, go. That's why I cry over the world of lost men, for them to flee from the wrath to come. And I call upon them to repent, lest they perish in those flames. And the Holy Spirit presses me on, saying, call louder, and keep calling. Some will hear and be saved. So, my neighbors, you now understand why my face is not like others. After such revelations, it just cannot be. And if you ever go on those journeys, the solemnities of such revelations will not only write itself on your face, but your whole outlook in life will be changed. Amen. I know that some preachers try to make Christians happy and full of glee. Are they trying to make God's saints look like that crowd of sinners on the broad road? God forbid. Would such preachers picture Jesus of Nazareth laughing as he set his face to go to Jerusalem to die for our sins? And some preachers scorn the solemn preaching of repentance and hellfire and the wrath of God, and they show their ways by peppy sermons with some jokes thrown in to make people smile, as they offer people frills, and so they stage their altar calls. They believe in putting joy into it. Have they forgotten that our Lord showed that those who receive the word with joy have no root in themselves, and their profession is short-lived, for it lacks deep reality in the heart? Tears of shame and repentance become those who really get to Christ and are saved. God's salvation will give you one real peace with God, and the peace of God will control so that he will not become frantic, but it will remove mirth and lightness from our faces, even as it will rid our lives of the pleasures of this world. And now, sinner man, as you listen to this message, I hope you realize that these matters are nothing to trifle with as of little importance. But since they concern your precious soul and your conscious existence in that unending eternity, it behooves you to be wise and give your undivided attention and earnest concern to your need of getting right with God and being saved by the Lord Jesus Christ. Seek the Lord with all your heart, and rest not until you know all is well with your soul. Real Christians are moved with your plight and your eternal future, but that will not do. You must be concerned, and you must repent of your sins. And you must receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. No one can do all this for you. And your time is running out. The Bible signals you saying, it is time to seek the Lord. God awaits your repentance. And the Lord Jesus welcomes you, saying, him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. O sinner man, this is your day of salvation. Make it your hour of heart decision. And let this be your decision. I will have the Lord Jesus Christ to be my Lord and my Savior. Amen. This is a message of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman.